It's a startling and sad statistic, something which happens 20 times a day in America. A U.S. military veteran commits suicide. But for Ventura County resident James Espinosa, it's more than a number. In April of 2018, his brother, an Army veteran, took his life.
He was a great guy. He was inspirational. He was a champion athlete. He was on a state championship soccer team, ran track and surfed and all those things here in Ventura County. He left for West Point in 1998 in Military Academy when he was about 18 years old. He retired from the military in 2013.
Espinosa is an Army veteran himself. As a longtime law enforcement officer and SWAT team negotiator, he's dealt with more than his share of suicides and suicidal subjects. But it's different when it's your family and there's no warning.
As brothers go, we had a lot of similar experiences through the military, and we had a lot of frank discussions about a lot of things. So did I see changes? Yes. Toward the end of his life, in looking hindsight, yes, I saw changes. But I wasn't aware of all of the changes, all of the daily struggles and things like that until things kind of came to light after he had actually passed away.
Out of his sorrow, Espinosa decided he wanted to try to do something to prevent other families from going through the same agony.
There are other families that have lived through this. There are other families that their family member hasn't taken their own life. Letting them know the resources that are out there might save them from having to go through this trauma.
An idea came out of this. What if the phone number for the National Suicide Prevention Hotline was included in places like gun shops and the packaging for firearms when they're sold?
When I had the idea during my grieving process, I really thought, man, what if he reached for his gun or found his gun in a box or in a safe and there was just a card there or some information, and that last telephone number on a card or on a sticker or on a pamphlet, something would have helped him.
So Espinosa went to Democratic State Assemblywoman Jackie Irwin of Thousand Oaks, who introduced AB 645.
The number is on the gun packaging, on the tests that you have to take, and on the walls of the gun shop. So all the places that people would come, you know, every step along the way when somebody purchases a weapon.
Irwin says the concept is getting the information in front of someone in crisis when they might need it most.
The main thing is the number. You have lost all hope. If you're able to call that number, they're able to direct you to resources that could get you through that moment of despair.
Democratic Congresswoman Julia Brownlee of Westlake Village saw the legislation and liked the idea. She's known for her involvement in veterans' issues. With 2/3 of suicides among veterans involving guns, she introduced a similar bill in Congress for national legislation to require the hotline information be made available.
Once I realized Jackie was carrying this legislation, I immediately said I wanted to carry it because of the work that I have done with veterans, and my committee's number one focus is on suicide prevention because we have 20 suicides a day with veterans.
Brownlee says she knows that gun control is a hot button issue, but she says that's not the idea behind her bill. She believes it's a common sense idea which will get bipartisan support in Congress.
This bill is not about gun violence or gun safety. It is nothing about the Second Amendment. It is nothing wherever you might be on that particular issue around gun safety or gun violence. This is not about that.
Irwin's bill has already been passed by the state legislature and is now on the governor's desk for his consideration. Brownlee's bill was just introduced, so it's starting its way through Congress. James Espinosa, who lost his brother to firearm suicide, admits it's hard to tell what kind of impact having the information available could have, but he's optimistic.
Hopefully it helps. We can't put signs on everything and stop everybody from doing everything, but a little piece of the puzzle, my hope is that it will help. And these things sometimes are intangible, right? With a piece of legislation like this, I don't think we'll ever truly know the impact. But the hope behind the legislation is that it will save lives.
In Ventura, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.